Sideways, online and on air on BBC Radio Shetland.
It was a very strange chance thing that got me started on erotic writing. I was at a Christmas party in San Francisco, and I met this guy, and he said he was a writer of erotica, and he had short stories in the boot of his car. I'm not lying. And he literally ran out to his car to get me these absolutely horrible stories and took me into this bedroom and made me read them. I know that sounds weird, but that's San Francisco. What do you want? And I don't know. I think it sowed some kind of a seed in my head, because about a week after that, I started to get an idea for a book, and it just kept rolling around in my head every single day, like expanding and expanding, and I finally said, you know, I think I need to sit down and write this, and that started me out with erotic writing.
How would you describe erotic fiction to somebody who's not too sure of the kind of genre itself?
Well, you know, there's many facets of it. You know, as I keep trying to discourage people against the really top shelf stuff, I think that the category would be best to be dispensed with. But until that happens, I think you just really need to see what it is specifically that you want to read. A lot of it is quite disposable, not really something to be taken seriously. But then on the other hand, there's a lot of it that's as good as anything else out there by any mainstream author or literary fiction author. And that's the kind of thing I try to advocate. Don't just assume about it. You know, take a look at the work before you dismiss it. That's all I can say.
Today at the workshop, I was quite surprised at the age group that was at the talk, especially the more mature audience. Is this a common thing for you? Is it normally a kind of mature audience that you write for?
I don't really write for a specific audience. I just write. But as far as people who come to writing workshops, they're generally an older crowd, because they might be people who are perhaps already established in a career, or they're more serious about their writing, or they just happen to have the time and the impetus to come to these type of workshops. Maybe younger people are down the pub more often, I don't know, but I'm actually surprised there were that many younger people, to be honest.
Do you find that writing this erotic fiction, does this come easy to you, or do you think it takes a lot of work?
You know, writing in general, it takes a lot of work. It's not specifically the erotic fiction, it's just writing in general. You know, I don't really think it just bounces off your head, you know. To me, if I'm writing a piece of erotic fiction or if I'm writing something that is completely not erotic, I think it's the same amount of work, really. The only challenge with the erotic fiction is to try not to have it sound like everyone else's stuff.
Johnny, I was just going to say, how do you think you got on in the workshop? Because I was sitting next to Johnny, and I'm not going to lie, at one point he just wrote help on his page when we were meant to be writing something.
That was one of the exercises. I wasn't sure of what to write. But the second exercise was when we were asked to write down our own fantasy, and we'd hand them back to yourself, Mitzi, and then shuffle them up. Then we'd get one at random, which we'd need to write about, which I did write an excerpt of, but I think it's not really for the radio. But I did write a small excerpt, which I thought kind of sums up a little bit. And I actually brought out a bit of a creative streak in me, I think, so I might even go into the writing if the radio doesn't work out for me. What did you think yourself? Sorry, Amy.
I really enjoyed it, but I think my writing's a bit guffy. I was semi-embarrassed to read it out because it was basically, I think I took so long to set the scene and think about what shoes they were wearing and things that I never really got into any business.
See, you have a career in chick lit.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I think I could do a Bridget Jones novel
there
quite easily.
See, there's always a silver lining. You've discovered something new about yourself.
Do you love reading? Do you do it in your spare time? Or what kind of things do you get up to?
Well, I do love reading, and I haven't been doing a lot of it because I've got like an IV in my arm attached to the internet, but I've read voraciously since childhood, and I think that anybody who's a writer and hopes to be any good at it has to do the same. But other than that, I do a lot on the internet. You know, I have my blog, which I try to blog once a month. They're quite lengthy. They're basically like personal essays. So that Errant Ramblings blog is constantly going, and I'm always working on something. I've been in hibernation since April because I had a book to write, which I finished just at the end of July, which is my version of Pride and Prejudice, and that's Ooh. Coming out in the spring. So as I said, the time frame to write that was so short that I virtually hardly left my flat.
Yes, well, I think that's all we have time for now. Anyway, well, it's been lovely meeting you, Mitzi, and I wish you all the best on your new book.
Yeah, and we'll hopefully see you again here sometime.
Sideways, online and on air on BBC Radio Shetland.